please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We go to the scorecards. Dalby Shirley and Patricia Jarman both score the bout 117 to 110. Jerry Roth scores the bout 118 to 109. For the winner and new champion, Tommy the Duke Morrison.
Wow.
I remember that.
You remember that? That was an amazing. Tommy Morrison, who was a champion of the world, I mean, a boxing champion. And he was in one of the Rocky movies. By the way, this hour, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We are going to be joined in a couple of minutes by Tricia Morrison, the widow, wife of Tommy. Very serious topic as we kick in the second hour here. It's a subject we've covered over the years, what we call the scam of HIV tests. And we don't dispute immune deficiency. Immune deficiency is real, and it happens for a myriad of reasons. But the claim that HIV is the sole cause, or even arguably a contributing cause, of this immune deficiency called AIDS is something we're going to talk about this hour. And it relates to Tommy Morrison because Tommy Morrison passed away recently, much too young. And there are those out there claiming, well, he died of AIDS because he evidently had a positive HIV test at some point in the 90s, which caused him to retire from boxing. The height of his talent there being robbed from him based on this test that wasn't even real, and we'll get to that. The fact that he tested negative, positive, and then there was an awakening where he found that, you know, what we had found many years ago, that there's an entire pharmaceutical construct agenda to promote this idea of a retrovirus never caught actually in the act of doing anything could be detected by a test that officially can't detect for it, according to the literature, according to the FDA inserts. And driven, you know, imagine if you were basically given this so-called death sentence. You didn't know anything about it, really, except that the doctors were the experts. They knew. How would that impact your life, especially if it led you to take chemotoxic agents, AZT and the like, destroy your gut, things like that? Now, why did Tommy die? Why did Tommy Morrison die? We're going to talk about that, what I perceive it is based on what I know as well, which is far different from what the media is reporting. And we'll get to that. But I do want to go back to 1996 real quick before we bring Tricia up to set the stage, because in 96 he appeared, Tommy Morrison, on the Larry King Show. And it was interesting because they actually acknowledged, a different kind of test, positive, negative. Let's go to clip one.
I have taken this test before in the last 2 years and checked negative, right?
This is true. I have tested negative a couple of years ago. I'm not exactly sure the date, but this I've been informed it is a virus that has a incubation period of 6 months to 5 years before they can pick it up. So, I just don't know.
Do you remember those times, Superdome, back in the 80s, 90s, when this was still, you know, newer, and people were really freaking, and they said this was going to be a plague that spread to everyone? No one was immune, right?
Oh, yeah. And the details, the information that was just flying around, I mean, yeah. It has an incubation period of 6 months to 5 years. I mean, that is the most ridiculous thing.
But they got away with it. They got away with it for many years.
I mean,
in fact, it went to 10 years, and then 20, and then 30. We've interviewed people that have been alive for all this time, and it's non-issue. But in the second clip here on Larry King, you know, Tommy acknowledges, you know, he didn't know about it, and not many people did. Honestly, I mean, this is a devastating thing to hear. Go ahead and run clip two.
I wasn't educated. I didn't know. I associated this disease with the ghettos of New York City and people that subjected themselves to certain type of lifestyles. Never in a million years did I ever dream that something like this was going to happen to me. And but I walked around for a little too long thinking that I was bulletproof. And I'm here to tell you that I wasn't.
See, at that point, he really didn't understand what he was later to understand. That's why I'm so grateful that his widow is with us now, Tricia Morrison, on the Robert Scott Bell Show with us to discuss this tragic death of someone who shouldn't have died at this age, and it certainly wasn't related to what they all claim in the mainstream media was. But, Tricia, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you, Robert. I appreciate it.
Well, there was a point in this scenario, that was back in 96 approximately, that he woke up and realized maybe that so-called HIV/AIDS diagnosis death sentence wasn't as real as the doctors told him it was.
Right. That's right. Yeah. I have a page of his book that's coming out, and just after that press conference, he returned back to his ranch, and that's when he really began to research. In fact, just one sentence, it says, well, I had just done the press conference in Tulsa where I had to say a bunch of shit I didn't believe. After that was over, I drove back to my ranch with my wife and researching.
Wow. All right. So the awakening happened, and he began to question it. Of course, that didn't make the doctors happy, didn't make the AIDS establishment happy that are invested in this idea that this retrovirus can, you know, devastate anybody and everybody, and must be met with some powerful chemo agents that are so toxic that they banned them for cancer patients many years ago. Now, if we move forward in his awakening, he became very outspoken and maybe very angry, and I can understand why. And he was actually in a letter writing campaign going all the way up the levels of up to David Ho and others that are very much entrenched in the defense of this idea that HIV causes AIDS.
Right. That's correct. Yes.
And so in this, you know, and I was privy to these email exchanges. He CC'd me on a lot of them. And there wasn't a lot of, let's say, forthright response from those he had asked these questions, and you had asked these questions. What is it? Is this test real? And you knew the test was not real. Now, he passed away very recently, a devastating scenario that occurred within a hospital. I believe the doctors killed him. This is another death by iatrogenesis. Doctors medicated him in certain ways, and it was not related to anything called AIDS, interestingly enough. Can you give us a little bit of that backstory?
Well, you know, actually just a couple of nights ago, I was listening to the TV about Michael Jackson and being given an overdose of propofol, and that kept me awake for the next day and a half. And I started to go back on the emails I had been sending about, you know, what was happening to Tommy in the last two or three days. And, you know, an ESPN article had just come out in the media that, oh, you know, he's in late stage AIDS and dying. And I'm telling the doctors, no, he's not. He doesn't even have this HIV thing. You know, when I've actually written down all the medications that he was on in the last two or three days, and I reread an email to one particular doctor saying, you know, they're giving him, you know, this stuff. You know, are they trying to kill him? You know, they're giving him pentothal. So, yeah, I think something very, very strange has happened, yeah.
Yeah, and he had a surgical procedure where, is this accurate, that they actually left some gauze in after the surgery, which of course would be a major site for infection?
Yeah, I mean, right up until 2011, you know, he was still training for fights. He was still training people. He was eating well. He was very healthy. You know, he looked good. You can tell by some of the photographs that I can certainly give you to put on your website. And he was arrested in a sting operation, put into jail. He wasn't given hardly any food. He came out of jail with an insect bite to the right side of his chest. It was drained in Kansas, and then we went back to Tennessee. and had it drained again. It kept filling up, and in the end, a surgeon in Tennessee said, I'm going to do surgery. You know, I've got to take out a lot of your major and minor pec muscle, an implant that he'd had put in there for a movie, and it was just an in-and-out job, and he walked and talked his way into surgery, and we didn't leave that hospital for 8 days. And when we actually eventually came out, that next morning we had the home health nurse come and do a wound dress change. And, you know, we spotted something there. We said, you know, well, what's this in there? And she said, well, all I've got to do is one dress change and that's it. And it ended up being 12 foot of surgical gauze that had been left in his chest. And she pulled it out, and just rereading some of his notes, I mean, he was a champion. He, in the ring, he took a lot of pain in the ring. He fought with broken hands every fight, with broken jaws. You know, none of that flinched him. But reading the report just a few days ago, he was screaming in pain when she took out that 12 foot of surgical gauze, which obviously smelt really badly. The nurse nearly passed out, and he went into the restroom for 15 minutes. He was in a lot of pain, and that was the beginning of the rocky journey that we had for the next year and a half.
Yes, and of course, when you're infected to the level that he was, and I'm talking about an infection that was hospital-administered by leaving this in, you now are going to be blasted like napalm in Vietnam with the most powerful antibiotics. They had him on Bactrim, according to what you had told me off the air. And this also destroys the gut, which can also lead to electrical activity in the brain, abnormalities, even seizure activity. And I believe that's where he was in the hospital with major seizure activity at that point, which is, by the way, not part of the etiology of AIDS. To my knowledge, right, seizures are not part of that etiology, but they are part of the, let's say, side effects known to damaging the gut to the degree that they did with the antibiotics post-surgery. We're going to talk with Tricia Morrison a little bit more after this break. This is a story that we can't get all out in one segment, but this is a story we're going to be covering some more as well. What happened to Tommy Morrison? Did he die of AIDS? My opinion, no, not even in the least bit is that possible. But he did die, in my opinion, of modern medicine, and I don't want anybody else to do it. Stand by. We'll be back with more Powerful Healing after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life?
Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
All right, the death of Tommy the Duke Morrison, champion boxer. He was in acting. He was in one of the Rocky movies, and he was a guy that had an incredibly difficult journey in his life, overcame a lot. But what he couldn't overcome in the end was modern medicine. In fact, what it appears that has been done from all that I'm learning about him passing from this plane. And we have Tricia Morrison, his widow, on with us right now. And I wanted to set the stage of what was happening with that last surgery, how it led to such a massive infection, and how the drugs used to treat that infection are so devastating to the gut that they can create all kinds of electrical aberrations in the brain and nervous system that could bring on things like you had told me he was suffering from major league seizure activity at that point.
Right, yeah. At the very end, he was, yeah. Up until that point, he hadn't had any seizures. So
it wasn't part of his medical history, seizure activity?
No, wasn't at all part of his medical history.
Yes. So at this point, I am to understand that they actually put him on medication to induce a coma?
Yeah, about a week before he died, he started to show signs of seizure to the left side of his face, and they're called status epilepticus, and they last more than 30 seconds, 50 seconds, and in his case they lasted an hour at a time. And so they called in a neurologist who immediately came in and said, you know, you're a denialist, you know, you don't believe in HIV, but his whole brain is covered with viruses named HIV. And I said, no, it's not. And he said, you know, what we have to do is we have to calm the brain down so that he doesn't die. And I thought, well, that sounds fair enough to me. It's got nothing to do with HIV. So they started to put him on medication for seizures, Metazole, Keppra, Vimpat, and that still didn't work. They started to then put him on this Pentothal, and to put him into an induced coma. So, what happens?
And at one point through this induced coma, I mean, this reminds me of what Michael Jackson was on, the similar drugs that kind of shut him down and eventually got him done. He was done. You know, medical caused death, iatrogenic death. Is this indeed the end state? Does the death certificate reflect that? I mean, what does it claim on that when he passed?
No, actually it doesn't. And I am actually still investigating. I'm signing off for all these medical release forms, and I want to find out all the medications he was on that last week. August 29th is when he was started on this pentothal, and September 1 is when he died. So, you know, up until that point, you know, what we were dealing with were just Pseudomonas in the lungs in his body, right in the same area as the wound, which had contracted Pseudomonas. But no, on his death certificate, it was cardiac arrest 41 minutes prior to death, septic shock 24 hours prior, Pseudomonas 24 hours prior, a multi-organ failure 24 hours prior. So that's what they had on the actual death certificate, which they didn't sign off on until about 5 days after his death.
Yeah, and if we get a better understanding of all the different medications he was on, I mean, this is enough, it sounds like, to kill a healthy person. I mean, it, literally, you throw that much medication at someone, plus induce a coma. This is, again, why I speak out so, let's say, loudly, if we can, vociferously, against the medical monopoly, because nothing here was set up to help Tommy, especially when much of the medical profession still believes in a myth called HIV causing abject immune failure. What is it that the people out here listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show right now, Tricia, can do to help you to move this along? Is there something that they can do?
Well, I mean, they can email me. They can email me their thoughts. I'm pretty busy right now collecting all the information. We do need great legal help here.
Sure.
His blood was actually drawn just as he was passing. And I told him, I said, I want that blood in the form of some kind of autopsy to find out if he does or does not have this fictitious HIV virus. And they honored my wish, and they did blood work on him.
Okay, well, he tested negative a number of times as well. Again, the issue of that test, read about it also in Liam Sheff's book, Official Stories, a whole chapter devoted to it. You'll understand what we're talking about. Also, the movie House of Numbers goes into the lack of science there, the disagreements on these issues. So, Tricia, thank you for being here. We'll follow up. Her email, TommyTheDukeMorrison@Yahoo.com, TommyTheDukeMorrison@Yahoo.com, and we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Are we going soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott. Bill.
Listen, we got more to do.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
And I'm not waiting. There's a lot more to do. You know, I just like the emotions well up on me because there's so much more to that story on Tommy Morrison that Tricia was trying to relate there. And I'm grateful that she came on board. You know, this is something Liam and I have talked about on the air extensively as well. People that actually had the immune deficiency. Again, HIV, not real, but the immune deficiency can be. Much of it induced by the very treatment that is put in place for those that they claim have the so-called HIV. And when you wake up, let's say you've been abused medically in this way with these drugs that are devastating enough to kill a healthy human. The focal point I would encourage anybody, and I have, I've talked to folks in this case, in these situations. I didn't have a lot of direct contact with Tommy. Again, I was CC'd on the things he was doing. But the focal point has to be 100% on your recovery. It has to be selfish. It has to be, I have got to survive this. This is what I got to do to rebuild my body. Detoxify it and rebuild it. You know, we talk about, you know, different protocols to do that. We talk about supplementation. We talk about detox methods. But Tommy, understandably, was very angry when he realized he was scammed with his HIV test. And he was setting about to make sure that the people that were behind this scam knew about it, and he was going to keep pushing and keep pushing. That's a fighter. That's a fighter. You don't stop. You don't give up until the bell sounds. And I believe, and you want to put me on the record here, it's fine. I really believe they had a hit out on this guy, Tommy Morrison. Much like they use their, how would we say, the case up in Minnesota with the Nagels. Remember?
Right.
Lindsay Nagel has a baby. That baby is perfectly healthy, but they made the mistake of going into the hospital, and somebody in that hospital system knew the history of little Lindsay Nagel, who had the audacity, because her parents, Steve and Cheryl, found out the truth, these facts that we talk about here on the show all the time. And they said, no more drugs for my little Lindsay Nagel. And she had the audacity to live, while all the other kids at that time that supposedly had HIV, that were on AZT, they all died. They all perished. And so they had to target this little baby, baby Rico, which is what we covered that story. And, see, they cannot have folks that are living examples to the scam of HIV, causation of AIDS. And Tommy was creating some waves. And it's very easy to take people out in a hospital setting and basically call it the standard of care. Oh, there was nothing we could do. Put a guy on that many drugs, a healthy guy, much less someone who's been devastated by things and surgically altered and, you know, left with gauze in there to create a gaping infection, a wound. This devastate them with powerful antibiotics to the point where you have electrical misfiring in the brain and the nervous system, which happens. And you've got a hit. And this is not the modern-day hitter of a guy with a high-powered rifle and a scope with a laser sight from 2 miles away. We're talking about modern medicine being the most dangerous thing on planet Earth, just about, and their ability to take people out. Now, I'm not saying that every case of taking somebody out is intentional, and I'm not saying that everybody involved in the care of Tommy Morrison intentionally took him out. That's not what I'm saying. But that system, which I reference as the number one leading cause of death, not number three, not number two, but number one, because even in the cases where it's not saying claiming to be the number one leading cause of death in these cases, it contributed to the ultimate demise. And remember, people aren't dying so much of cancer as they are dying of the treatment of cancer. People aren't dying of AIDS, they're dying of the treatment of AIDS, dying from the treatment of AIDS. Modern medicine, not set up. Obamacare, not set up to detoxify, to re-nutrify, to nourish. And how far does it go? The attack on children. This is a horrific story. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Children's Hospital of Philadelphia now became the first nation in the hospital to disallow the use of dietary supplements.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, it's bad enough that they frown on it. Now one's officially saying, nope, you can't use supplements. As if there's no need for vitamins. Yes, Super Don. Go ahead.
Do you see what the official actual acronym for the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia is?
No, what is it?
CHOP.
CHOP. How appropriate is that?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. That's what they call it, CHOP.
C-H-O-P. Chopping up the kids. And, of course, yeah. CHOP relates to, what's the guy? Offit? The guy,
Paul
the vaccine
Offit?
Prophet?
Yep.
Yeah, the vaccine yep. prophet. Guy that makes money off of vaccines. And he's like the main hit guy when you talk about trying to attack supplements. He even put a new book out trying to attack some of our friends like Dr. Rasha Bitar for detoxifying, for using nutrition and healing. And they're claiming here that dietary supplements are not regulated. That's a lie. They're not. They say they're essentially unregulated, according to Sarah Arush, PharmD, BCPS. Take out the CP and you've got BS. Pharmacy clinical manager, member of the hospital's therapeutic standards committee. She said, administering these medications, particularly to children with serious health complications, is unethical when the risks are unknown and when there are alternative treatments that have been proven in clinical trials to be safe and effective.
Now, how bizarre is this, right?
Isn't that
right?
Weird?
I don't even know how to describe this. They're talking about administering these medications. They're referring to dietary supplements, right? It's almost like they took supplements and pharmaceuticals and they switched places in this paragraph. because they're saying it's you know, it just doesn't make sense for them to be administering these medications when there are alternative treatments, and they're actually acting like the pharmaceuticals are the alternative treatments.
Right. Yeah, it's incredible how they're playing this game here.
Bizarre.
My advice, if I can give it to you, it's unlicensed. I haven't asked for permission, is to stay away. Steer far away, far clear of this chop house called the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia for doing this. This is outrageous. But it's par for the course in modern medicine. They would not be happy because they're about monopoly. They're not about nutrition. They're not about healing. They're not about detoxification. They think that's quackery. And that's where these folks do not deserve kindness. I mean, I know they say, don't say anything if you don't have anything nice to say. Well, they're overtly and covertly attacking children, as they overtly and covertly attack Tommy Morrison and anybody else who steps out of the pharmaceutical box to speak the truth about these diseases and what their real causes are. And I said causes, multiple causes, kind of like with a new article by John Rappaport about the made-up diseases. That includes autism. And Dr. Batara on this show, Advanced Medicine Monday, he's talked about there's no such thing as autism. There are many causes of this brain encephalopathy, demyelinating diseases of the nervous system in the brain. Vaccines, mercury, they all play their role, and significant roles at that. But it's not one cause, one cure, because they don't have a cure for any of these things, because they're a conglomeration of many different things and many different causes that all require what? Some level of detoxification, some level of nutrient replenishment, a lot significant, and the rebuilding of the functions of the body. Now, even when we're talking with Suzanne Summers last hour, you know, her approach, again, cleaning up the body, detoxifying the body, giving the body what it needs, and then, of course, she's modulating endocrine function with, you know, these bioidenticals. I said, in an ideal world, we wouldn't even need that, but we're not in an ideal world now. We're in a very toxic world. And then throw on top of that the radiation coming from Fukushima. And if you're not eating to live, like Suzanne Summers said, how long will it be before you suffer so severely that it'll be a lot harder to undo the damage that is occurring right now, even though you're unaware of it? And that's why I want you to keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Keep telling your friends about what we're doing here. Tell them about Natural News, naturalnewsradio.com. Because there are a whole lot of other people, good people, that are doing their level best because of their own experience in life to share the good word of how detoxification, how good organic living can transform us, even in the midst of a lot of devastation coming our way.
Yeah.
So, very important.
Mm-hmm. One thing I just want to throw in here, in this article, this Children's Hospital, one of the things that they say here when they're talking about not wanting to allow dietary supplements in their hospital or use in their hospital, they say that all the products that they use have to follow the similar guidelines as for FDA-approved medications. And one of the things they describe here is the product must have adequate safety and efficacy data to support the use for the requested indication. I submit that, A, the products that are being used in that hospital have safety and efficacy data that point to the fact that there are side effects that can include things as death.
Yes.
For those medications, yet those things are being allowed. And I also would be willing to bet that there are doctors in that pediatric hospital that are doing off-label prescribing for these kids for things that those medications have not been indicated for, but that is not going to be talked about, is it?
No, you've seen through it, Super Don. And, you know, once you wake up to this, you realize that the medical system as it sits today, and again, I'm not indicting every doctor. Don't tell me that that's what I've done. I'm not. But the system as it is today is genocidal. It's genocidal. When you look at the annual rate of death, iatrogenic death from all causes, it's not the third, second, it's the first. It's topping the charts. And this is the system that Obama and presidents before him have supported, to the point now of a mandate, which is why if they go forward, Democrats, listen to me, if you're still supporting this, you're supporting the demise of, well, I mean, how far do I want to go? I don't want to get into politics necessarily on this, but it's hard to divorce yourself from it because they're just steadfastly saying, no, we must have it. Listen, you're supporting the demise of your fellow Americans, children, because that system is deadly. It is not a system of healing. And that is all that it is foisted upon you and forced upon you with Obamacare. As I said, this is not an endorsement of the healthcare system that preceded it. But even that, at least you had some ability to say, no, we're not participating. Mm-hmm. Now, what I want you to participate in with and speak out about is that health freedom is a fundamental freedom endowed to each of us by our Creator. And that means our ability to take supplements, ingest supplements, utilize healing energies, detoxify the body and children, and undo the dangerous things that have induced the cancers and the immune deficiencies that are caused, as I said, by those things that are accepted as, well, the standard of care. If that's your standard of care, take it to some other planet. Here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we support your rights, your birthright in healing. RobertScottBell.com, check it out. The links are up. There's even a video that previewed today's show. You want to see Super Don and RSV in action prepping for the show? You've never seen anything like it. Goofy. All right. What are we going to do to wrap it up? I don't know. How about petting a cat? Will that be good?
Meow.
Let's do that. We'll be right back.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hey, Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, you've heard Mr. Oxygen a number of times now. This is the real deal. Mr. Oxygen is a legend in the natural products healing arena. I utilize the Mr. Oxygen products daily, starting with the OxyLift every day, 7 drops 3 times a day in my water, as well as the Super Oxy Flush and the Oxy Earth, complete minerals with MSM and natural vitamin C. When I look up in the sky and I see them streaking stuff across there, you know what I'm talking about. It's an oxy sulfur day for me because I need to counteract everything I can to stay clear and focused, not only to be here with you every day on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but also to take care of my family as well. So take care of yourself and your family the way RSB does. Go to OxyRSB.com and get everything you need, 20% off right now just for you. OxyRSB.com. You can also call 305-933-4219, 305-933-4219. Remember, 20% off plus 4 DVDs, $50 value, absolutely free with any purchase. That's OxyRSB.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about 1 in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888 888- 877-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hey, Super Don, before I find out if you're a cat person or a dog person, I actually know the answer to that, but we'll get to that in a moment. Little interesting fact you uncovered about this Children's Hospital of Philadelphia related to the NIH, and I do want you to reveal this now because it's going to support what I've argued as far as the government shutdown, why it's actually good for the people of America, but what is it about this hospital that most people don't realize?
Well, as is always so often, the last paragraph of these articles reveals some important things. This hospital, this Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, its pediatric research program receives the highest amount of National Institutes of Health, NIH, funding among all U.S. children's hospitals.
Mm-hmm. And what were the Democrats and Republicans saying? We need to fund the NIH. Why?
Oh, no, because kids are not getting their cancer treatment.
Right. 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 So this is where the evidence is put out for all of you to recognize that Republicans and Democrats alike are asleep. They're unconscious. And if they're conscious and still promoting it, they're malicious. Because the NIH, again, number one funder of this hospital, the CHOP Hospital in Philadelphia, which doesn't allow supplements, unconscious, devoid of consciousness, or malicious. We are going to have a renaissance of natural healing, of healing on levels that it's been erased from history when the government goes down. It's going to, because it's beyond bankrupt. The question is, are you prepared for it? Which is why I encourage you to keep reading Natural News, listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, go to Trinity School of Natural Health, learn this stuff. Integrate these supplements. Live this stuff. Because, you know, what they're doing, the Republicans and Democrats, it's like petting a cat backwards and telling the cat to turn around, and you're wondering why the cat doesn't like what you're doing. You know, why doesn't this cat appreciate me petting it? Well, you're petting it backwards.
Yeah. And a lot of cats don't like that.
No, they don't. And eventually, some of them don't like being pet regular. But cats are cats. They're individuals. That's why I like cats. They're not kind of a herd type of an animal. Although I love dogs too, don't get me wrong. But the story about petting cats may be stressful for them. But it's good for humans. Humans pet cats as long as the cats don't bite and scratch you. It's good for your stress levels.
Well, who would have thought that petting a cat might cause them stress? I mean, most people think you pet a cat, that's what a cat wants, right? Whether it's a cat or a dog.
Yeah, but if it doesn't, the thing is, it'll tell you.
It doesn't take long to find out, right?
You can learn a lot about communication from a cat. If they don't like it, they're going to let you know. But, hey, there's some good communication going on. We've got some upcoming events I want you to know about. In fact, I forgot about this, but tomorrow night, if you're coming to Eustis, Florida, Central Florida, I'm going to be visiting again the Windhorse Theater Friday evening. It's the healthiest date night you'll ever have. So if you're down there in Orlando, come on up. You're in Jacksonville, come on down. Friday evening, we'll make a big party of it. I've got free shots of silver for everybody that comes up. I may have some samples of One World Way available to you.
Wow, are you going to have designated drivers at that event?
Yeah, no, you can drink and drive when you're talking about silver. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
Also, what else we have? I believe Wednesday, November 8th, Seattle/Medford. No, not Medford. It's another M word. It's Seattle, Washington. It's basically I forget the name of it, but
something by Seattle, huh?
Yeah, something by Seattle. Wednesday evening, I've got a public lecture at a health food store up there. I think it's called Vitamin Life. Vitamin Life. So we'll get you that information, but keep plugged into the Robert Scott Bell Show notes, robertscottbell.com, and you'll see I link those things. Also, I believe the 9th, 10th, or 8th, 9th, and 10th, something like that, I'm flying over. I could be wrong on the dates. My apologies. Just get in touch with me on the show notes. I'll be flying to Atlanta, and I'll be part of the Healing Traditions, I believe it's called, with the Sally Fallon. We'll have her on. And we're going to be talking about natural health and healing there at that event in Atlanta. So there's a lot of things coming up. I think that's November 8th, 9th, and 10th. So I might be wrong on that. It might be November 6th in Seattle. Sorry about that. My day, at this point, the end of the show, who knows where my mind is at.
You will be doing stuff later, but yeah. Check in the show notes.
just check the notes, right? It's right eventually. And if it's not, I'll erase it and place it.
You know, dude, listen, I can tell you got really shook up with the story there about Tommy Morrison. And about the ridiculousness of the HIV scam. And then on top of that, we've got the Children's Hospital and, yeah. You know, the thing going on with the supplements. And those are heavy issues. I mean, it's hard emotionally sometimes to get through those stories because of the injustice that's being done.
Well, it hits me in the gut doing those stories. And I try to maintain some level of composure here. And, you know, I don't know that it deserves composure. It deserves letting loose, but I said, if you're suffering or have suffered at the hands of doctors iatrogenically, I don't recommend you taking it out on them. I recommend you first focus on your healing and then prevent others from suffering that same fate, and I think that's what Tricia Morrison is trying to do, the widow of Tommy Morrison. Thank you to Suzanne Summers. Thank you, Super Don. Thank you, Matt, on the board there. We'll be back with Healing Revolution Friday. Check it out on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.